T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We know you spend a lot of time online. Well, so do we. Here's tonight's edition of Clickbait on the Alex Dano Show.
Well, I'm honored somebody would even ask me this. Alex, can I name drop you to get into Prime 112 and Live Nightclub? You could try, bro, but they don't know who I am. Tito, how many times in my life do you think I've been to Club Live? Just take a guess.
Like 5?
0. I've never been to Club Live.
Oh, man.
I think there's one place I've been to. Does the Shore Club still exist?
Who? What?
The Shore Club. Is that still a thing?
Where is that?
It was on South. Like 2009, I went to the Shore Club. That seemed like a pretty big deal.
I've never heard of that.
I probably shut the place down. They saw me in there. Yeah, we can no longer operate.
Time to wrap this up, boys.
If we're letting this guy in, it's time to wrap it up, man. I've never been to Club Live ever. I've been to the Club Live at Hard Rock Stadium. If that's what he's talking about, maybe. Because I have been to Club Live at Hard Rock Stadium.
Boom, right there.
Name drop me, and there's like a 20% chance that'll get you in.
I'm with the Dono.
Yeah, right. That's all you have to say. All right, so clickbait. Let's see what we got here for tonight. I'm stalling as I turn the page in my notes. All right, how about this? We'll start in Houston, we'll end in Florida. Houston woman has a very good reason for biting off her friend's nose and swallowing it. Say what? A woman was arrested and accused of biting off a large piece of an acquaintance's nose and then swallowing it. Jessica Collins, 41, is charged with assault and bodily injury. I'm not hanging out with this Jessica Collins, I'll tell you that much. Cannibal. So her friend says that she went to a bar Wednesday night with her next-door neighbor, Ann Collins, who was temporarily staying with the neighbor. She said they returned to her home after the bar, and Collins demanded more alcohol and cigarettes. More alcohol and cigarettes, please. According to this friend, Tatiana, when she told Collins to leave her property, she said the woman jumped on her and pulled her to the ground by her hair. Collins then allegedly bit off a large piece of Tatiana's nose and swallowed it. I didn't have time to react, to push her away. I think I was trying to fight back. But I guess Collins thought that she was in the right here. She Mike Tyson'd this woman. It's a very, very sad and tragic thing. Florida man, this is so Florida, uses an anchor, like a boat anchor, as a weapon in grilled chicken dispute. This sounds like an argument at a Tito family reunion. A really nasty grilled chicken dispute. What do you take, grilled chicken or deep fried tenders? And it just escalates into a full brawl at the Banach family reunion.
I mean, I could definitely see that happening, especially with people in my family. So yeah.
Do you prefer bratwurst or a more traditional brown sausage?
I'm a fan of bratwurst.
Okay. I think I prefer the more traditional. So Fort Pierce, Florida, upset about ruined chicken, John Matthews is accused of doing what others might not, swinging a boat anchor around and cursing at a high volume. The apparent case of anchor-wielding poultry fan went down on the 4th of July at Fort Pierce Inlet State Park, according to an arrest affidavit. People on the beach about 6:45 p.m., flagged down a St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputy. The deputy was told a man, later identified as 41-year-old Matthews. Wow, so both of the lunatics we've talked about are 41 years old. Something about hitting 40, man. The midlife crisis kicks in. He was being aggressive towards another man and trying to fight. Witnesses stated Matthews was swinging his metal boat anchor around in the air and cursing loudly toward the other individuals on the beach. An anchor is an instrument or device dropped via a chain, rope, or cable, as if none of us knew that. Anchors are popular designs for tattoos, such as the classic anchor immortalized on Popeye the Sailor Man. Anchors are not popular choices for weapons, they write. Meanwhile, Matthews was accused of walking aggressively toward other males on the beach and attempting to engage in physical altercations. So he's swinging an anchor, ranting and raving. Now this gets a little serious, guys. Florida woman kills mother because she was upset about being left off the will. Man, how upset can you possibly be? Saying she was angry about being left without an inheritance, a Fort Lauderdale woman fatally beat her 85-year-old mother, police say. Gabriella Pereiro, 53, is facing charges of premeditated murder and an aggravated battery on a person 65 years of age or older, the Sun Sentinel reports. I think it's actually kind of cool, real talk. I think it's kind of cool that you get a harsher penalty for beating up an old person. Like, that is the way that it should be, right? Like, if you're a 53-year-old woman, you're fighting a 55-year-old, fair game, similar in age. But you beat up an 83-year-old woman, that's not cool, man. 85, actually. Police say Pereiro became enraged with her mother on July 12th after she found out her siblings would be receiving an inheritance from their mother, but not her. Which makes me wonder, how bad of a daughter were you if she's given money to all the siblings and she's passing you up in the will? You destroyed my life, so I'm going to destroy you, she said to her mother, according to a detective. Pereiro told police she had been temporarily living with her mother in Fort Lauderdale when the incident occurred. While describing the incident to a detective, Pereiro said she pushed her mother on the floor, grabbed her by the arms, ripped her skin off, dear Lord, and grabbed the mother's neck with both of her hands, according to the Sun Sentinel. Lock this lady up and throw away the key. She's deranged. She's absolutely deranged.
Put her in a moat with gators.
Yes, I knew that was going somewhere.
Just keep her in a moat. Don't let her leave.
Well, you know how, like, you're at the zoo, right? And anytime there's the dangerous animals, right? The tiger enclosure, the gorilla area, lions, like, there's always a moat around there. Why don't we do, like, Hunger Games style? Like, throw her on the other side of one of those moats and, like, see if she can get out, right?
Like a pit of gators that's mostly water, and she has to find a way out, like, and she's trapped on, like, a peninsula style.
Right, like, put her on the Lion Peninsula. The only way she can get out of there is to get through a moat full of gators and see, like, do you think she, A, survives and escapes, B, gator bait, or C, lion snack? What do you think happens
there? I think
there?
She's more gator bait. Well, I don't know. How close are these lions?
Well, it seems like the lions, they take a while to get motivated, right? It seems like the lion would probably scout you out for a couple of hours because maybe it's not hungry right away. So you get thrown over there at like 2 p.m., but the lion knows it's not dinner time till like 5:30. So she'd probably be running for the moat immediately. And the gators don't care what time it is. The gators go after you no matter what time of day it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.